This is the Bears Barroom Radio Network, and you're listening to Bears 100 Proof.
Some may find the following disturbing. Discretion is advised.
It's ridiculous.
This is John Jenkins, and you're listening to Bears Barroom Radio.
I don't give a fuck.
Hello. Football in my life. I love football. You can be playing football on the football field with a football. But when I play football, I make sure that I always wear and protect the gear. Such as my helmets and them shoulder pads. Don't ever go on the field without these things on, because you could get seriously killed. I myself, when I was a little children, I was playing football with my friends, and my head was accidentally ripped from my body. No, and my head was laying in the mud, and my body was running around tackling shit like this. Finally, one of my friends put my head back on my body. Anyway, the most important piece of equipment, it's called the cup. Now, it ain't no Dixie cup, and it ain't no coffee mug. And you certainly won't want to be drinking nothing out of it. It's a piece of cup, Duetic, it's right there, and then you can't get hurt. Look. Ain't no way you can get hurt when you're wearing your cup. Now, I ain't got my cup on. And I can't see shit right now. And my testicles are caught in my shoulder, my pants.
What does Aldo's mama say?
Vic Fangio, you know defense and you are sexy. I want to make love to you tonight. Call me. I love you.
That is what Aldo's mama said.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
A Bears Barroom, they're the ones that fight for truth. Bears are alive or 100 proof, even if the Bears win or lose. A Bears Barroom, they're the ones that fight for truth. Bears are alive or 100 proof, no matter if the Bears win or lose.
Yo, first, the smartest man, no tweets, he's ever missing. Impossible, the mission, calling out frauds with precision.
A Bears 100 proof, he pays his number one adora. Slaying dumb tweets, cross-eyed like Katora.
Never one to back down to call a fraud a lemon.
Wazram, no doubt, Miller's asterisk ending.
Cheers, Bears fans.
The fire Puerto Rican barkeeper for Chicagoland.
He's the godfather, the one, the real producer. Always keeping the shoulder together with the voice that will seduce
us. Fisking out a Firefox, the old timer never. IPA drafts, malls, crafts, barkeep takes the shots.
No
denial. Bar flies appreciated worldwide. Canada, Scotland, England, Brazil, Mexico, and Dubai. Dr. Phil is the guy, the one to realize that the barroom needed to show with an endless shoot supply.
Gone big, go forth, the narrative on color. Brought the Jaces of campaign for Mitchell, now I'm the usher.
Standing up for the truth, you know your boy's a little guy. These media heads won't give us credits up to the bar flies. Flies. Flies, flies,
fuck a fraud in his keyboard, Twitter, tough guys surround us. Raining truth on the Bears, worldwide bar flies astound us.
This is the number one pod, that's the reality of the truth. And if you don't know us by now,
Bears 100 proof.
A Bears barroom, they're the ones that fight for.
Because of their size, is it difficult to envision McCone and Gabriel on the field together? No issue, or are there potential advantages to them?
What would you do? Do you want him on the field?
It's ridiculous.
Well, I'm talking about the same
thing. Yeah, no, I'm with you. I think it's good. I could care less about size, you know, and I just think that we put the best football players out there for that personnel grouping and for scheme and the play that we have. You can't live in it. You can't live with three huge receivers either, in my opinion. We like to be able to have some flexibility in what we do, and what that does is it forces the defense to try to, they got to change up now a little bit on how they want to play defense with personnel-wise.
Cheers, Bears fans! This is Bears 100 Proof, and you just heard Hub Arkish ask Bears head coach Matt Nagy if it was hard to envision both Taylor Gabriel and Tariq Cohen on the field at the same time because of their size.
It's ridiculous.
It really is. My name is Aldo Gandia. I serve the drinks here, but don't you worry. The stars of our show are ready to take center stage and share their wit and wisdom. They are, of course, Shane, the smartest man in the barroom, Marcel, and Draft Dr. Philotoshin. Wondering if Bears Girl is here? Of course she is. She's right over there at the best seat of the house, and she's ready with breaking news and funny tweets. On tonight's show, we have some very special guests who will participate in our Bears Barroom dating game. Their identities are being withheld for now until we contact the next of kin. Fellas and lady, before we play the Bears Barroom dating game and talk football, I was interested in learning a little bit about your personal dating history. For instance, Bears Girl, ever been involved in a three-way?
Are you asking because you want to be in one, or because you're actually interested in knowing what happened?
You, me, and
Phil, I think this is where we tap out. You, me, I'm going to go hop on the Mrs. Gandia and Vic Fangio train for some of that action.
There's plenty.
Calling all angels.
Plenty to go around. Fellas, how are you, man? What a day in football, man. These press conferences. Wow. It just feels like week one should be next week, right?
Absolutely. It's changing of the guard. It's football season's back. There's love in the air, and it's crazy.
It really is.
Crazy.
Oh man,
one might say that you were so excited you just want to sing about it.
No. Phil, did you hear all those press conferences today? Because I'm going to be playing clips throughout the show and we're going to comment on them, but did you get a chance to hear most of what was said?
I heard most of the players. I didn't hear any of the coaches. I don't know if they spoke today, but
Nagy did.
Nagy did. Yeah. So, yeah, I haven't heard those. I'm interested in hearing that. A busy night again with Nickelback.
How is the little guy doing?
Any quarterback?
Yeah, if you didn't
exactly.
Listen
the
yesterday.
The conspiracy has grown. The change went from one nickel to a dime and two dimes, rather. Hold on. Let me do the math, Shane.
Oh, boy.
Well, that shit he takes is going to be about 20 cents worse. That's
if you don't know what they're talking about, one of Phil's sons swallowed a coin yesterday. It was believed to be a nickel, but x-rays kind of tell us it might be a little bit bigger denomination than a nickel. It could be a quarter.
Exactly. So that was going on tonight. So I didn't get to hear the coach.
Mm-hmm.
But I was so impressed with both players, Aldo. So I'm excited. I don't want to get talking and go for 10 minutes on how excited I am because
thank you very much.
I know you got all this audio to play, but I will say this. A lot of the things that I believe in and I've slammed the table for seem to be appearing in front of the microphone. And I know me and Shane have gone at it a few times about, well, pressers don't matter. And I always, well, they do. No, they don't. But now this is where that wave of riding a culture and backing up your word and really changing what was negative here. And it was so symbolic because John Fox is on NFL Live talking. And to see the quotes of the players, even Danny Trevathan's quote tonight was just very telling about being robots and walking around there on pins and needles type of attitude. And it might have been more lax, which is interesting, than Nagy's.
Yeah.
And that's really telling, too, because that's what I believe in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so Hakeem was tremendous. Lynch was, you know, very good, well-spoken, and he said a lot more than his sentences might have said. He spoke a lot more truths and excitement and up to the challenge. So It was really excellent stuff tonight. It's like what you said. That's what I felt like driving home from work today.
Yeah, to your point, what's the guy's name over at Good Morning Football, a Bears girl, that we got that
song? Brandt.
Brandt, right. He was he mentioned the attitude under John Fox and Matt Nagy, and this is what he had to say. This was, I guess they were talking about the Rams coach was known as McVay is his name, but yeah. they had a nickname for him, like McBay, B-A-E. And so the nickname now for Nagy is Swaggy Nagy. So let me play this sound from Gil Brandt, Good Morning Football, and I think it's going to give you a clue a little bit.
Kyle,
sorry. My bad. Kyle Brandt, and it'll give you a little bit of a clue as to how this clubhouse is changing.
The heir apparent now to McBay, I think, is going to be Swaggy Nagy. And now Swaggy Nagy, I didn't make that up. There's no TM next to it. Kay and I were at Soldier Field a couple weeks ago. The players are throwing around Swaggy Nagy, the Bears players. I mean that. And follow this, guys. Let's go down a checklist of what McBay had last year, what Swaggy Nagy has this year, okay? An offensive guru, first-time head coach. Sound familiar? A very talented second-year quarterback who needs to make a big jump, 2 for 2. A very loaded running game. A very talented defense with a wily old coordinator behind it, all right? How about they're taking over an offense from the prior regime that was run like it was 1997? Yes, Jeff Fisher, John Fox. There's a lot in common, and there's a lot of changes that are already happening around the facility. We're hearing that there's new rules in the locker room that are much stricter. I asked someone with the Bears, is it more like Nagy is your friend, like he's a player's coach? That's actually the opposite. The prior coach might have been too friendly. Nagy's cracking the whip, and guys are responding to it. That's the guy. I think he's going to have a big year.
Swaggy Nagy.
Didn't make it up, but
this
I like
gonna
it.
It's going to be a damn good year of that.
And I'm talking about
it. I cannot wait.
That goes to what Phil was saying, that the clubhouse now is actually strict, but the players are responding to it. Fox, who all the players loved to play from, apparently he let them get away with too much. And it's always really a challenge for a head coach to maintain that positive relationship with every player, but at the same time have an authoritative presence so that the players don't take advantage of you, so that the players know they have to perform and get shit done and be at the top of their athletic capabilities. And apparently that attitude right now at Hallis Hall is looking good.
Can I get an amen?
Amen!
Can I get an amen?
Let's see if I got to drop that something like that.
Now! Now, I hope this shit goes viral. I want everybody to hear what I say.
That's not quite an amen, but it'll do.
Close enough. She's from the same church.
Exactly. Yeah.
She is.
She's in the parking lot yelling at her kid, hitting them.
But it is exciting. I mean, we're hearing these sound bites, these press conferences come out of Hallis Hall. We're now getting some more attention from the national media. NFL Network's morning show is in love with the Chicago Bears. It's spreading out. Bears girl was telling me, wait a minute.
Bears Barroom breaking news.
Anytime.
Baby. Ian Rappaport at Rappaport is reporting that NFL Network will be live and hosting from the Bears mini camp on Wednesday.
Nice. Now, yeah, they do that every year, but the fact that it's happening when emotions and attitudes are all pointing in the positive direction, this is great. It's fun to be a Bears fan again. Let's keep it that way, right, Shane?
Yo, yeah. I mean, this whole.
I knew I was going to surprise him.
No, I don't have. I've watched that about 47 times. I'm trying to catch up in the background on all these press conferences we had today.
Ah, okay.
But yeah, there was way too many of them. But
that's Aldo's.
Yeah. I'll always have room for Jer's video. I'm sure that'll be a hot topic as
we move along
tonight.
Yes, for those who don't know what we're talking about,
hot pocket.
We're going to have a very special presentation later on. I'm not going to say anything else. We'll just leave it at that. All right. But getting back to what happened at Hallis Hall, you know, clearly the number one story today was Zach Miller's press conference. But I want to save Miller's comments and what some of the players said about him for later. And I want to lead with this, which is Matt Nagy talking about how well the offense looked today. He has been, he said at the press conference, we've just been throwing tons of stuff at these guys to see what they responded to see what they liked and so forth. And then today they pared it down and the offense just had a really, really good day. This is what Nagy told the press on Tuesday.
Yeah, so, well, they had to understand the structure of this offense, and they didn't know that coming into it. So we had to lay the foundation. We did that. Then we just loaded them up with a bunch of stuff just to see what sticks and see what's too much for them, so we can have this gauge when we get into the season as to what we can and can't do, in particular number 10 and seeing what he can balance. And so we pulled back today for the whole offense, and he played fast, and you saw completions out there, and that's what it's all about. So we're growing. He's growing. The offense is growing. The defense, again, they challenge us every day. Vic's throwing a lot of different stuff at us at the offense, and so it's only doing good things for the offense.
It's all about employee number 10, right, Phil?
Oh, absolutely. It's all about number 10, and it's something we haven't had here in a while, is a young franchise quarterback that you drafted and you're building around. Taking that step and recognizing last season where you had the perfect opportunity, and I hate to rehash it, but it's reality. And reality was it should have been open competition. You talk about ass backwards, lackadaisical, maybe too nice to the players. A head coach completely maybe packed it in and has made millions of dollars and didn't go or have that hunger. I don't know what it was that I thought he was going to be, but everything Matt Nagy is selling is what I wanted to buy in regards to the Chicago Bears, making it all about 10. Mike Glennon, that embarrassment is a stain on your coaching staff, because discipline and evidence of it and being compassionate and wearing your heart on the sleeve. One point about Mitchell, your head coach was a quarterback. Your head coach cares. Your head coach was undrafted. To have that trust between the two and building this offense and listening to those defenders today talk about the offense, everything was invested, as we said, in number 10. And that's what I feel like this guy, Matt Nagy, Swaggy Nagy, is bringing to the Chicago Bears. And that, more so than anything, this offseason. Shane said it, this is going to be the year of Mitch. We said it all the way leading up to the draft. We said it during Christmas when the team was on the dead, you know, dead to rights. Make it about Mitchell. They need a new coach. They need an offensive mind, a young. We preached it all. Any loyal listener, Barfly, you heard Shane and I completely in chorus. Aldo, completely in chorus. You fucking heard the CD in chorus, the Christmas CD. So you know we were in unison and what's going forward. And hearing Nagy talk about 10 and the defensive players talking about the offense in the manner with which they are, the excitement, you know, people will argue, last point, well, they don't have pads on yet. They don't have anything. They haven't done anything yet. You're right, but you're wrong at the same time. And my point is they've completely turned around the culture and the trust from the offensive side to the defensive side, making discipline, having rules, but also knowing that you're comfortable with a man leading you, that winning is the most important thing. And to me, knowing and recognizing 10 is out in the front of the parade is the greatest news Bears fans could have in springtime.
Absolutely. Among the players that spoke to the media today, Aaron Lynch was one of them, and the – outside linebacker, was asked about the offense, and this is what he said.
I know they got a lot of fast dudes. Mitch is out there slinging it. Tariq looks great. Howard looks great. I mean, that offense just looks like I said, they're going to score a lot of points. And it's going to be hard to attack one guy because you got four or five guys that can all make plays, that can all do the same thing. So it's going to be hard for opposing defenses to keep up with our offense.
That is the beauty of what this organization has built here, multiple weapons. And Tariq Cohen on Good Morning Football talked about that there is kind of a backyard mentality to the offense, and this is what he said about that.
Just the fact that I'm everywhere in the offense, you know. I could be at running back one play. I could be at a slot receiver, and then even at outside receiver. And then Coach Nagy has not only, like, made me learn every position. He's making the whole offense learn every position. So you might see a tight end in the backfield. You might see a tight end, you know, an outside receiver. You know, we're just all doing it all. So when everybody's playing the same position, so to say, you know, it's like backyard football.
Backyard football. I love it. Shane, are you psyched up for this offense? Are you psyched?
Well, I'm stuck on the fact, when was the last time we ever heard anybody say they got a bunch of fast guys out there on offense?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you look back to Devin Hester and Johnny Knox, and neither of those guys were, you know, sustained successes. But you see these guys that are brought in, like a Trey Burton that's explosive and really, like I said, waiting to explode on the scene. Taylor Gabriel, you know, even in Allen Robinson, for being a big guy, he's got decent speed. And Tariq Cohen and Jordan Howard, you can go on and on. And I don't know. To me, it's so non-Chicago Bears. Like, it's almost hard for me to grasp a hold of this and really believe that this is our team. I mean, I love football more than anybody, but I lost a lot of my mojo with it just because you didn't believe in your coaching staff. And if me as a fan is thinking that way, what's a guy like Akeem Hicks and Danny Trevathan and you know, Eddie Goldman, what are these guys thinking? They sit back and they say John Fox is letting us pretty much do what we want, but we don't believe in the offensive system. Mm-hmm. We don't believe in the way that this offense is running. So we're just going to go out here and do our job. We're not going to make any waves because they're letting us get away and do what we want to do. And that's why you win five games. That's why you win three football games. And now it's just totally different. You see Tariq Cohen talking today, and they said, you know, when are they going to let you move up from the kids' table and eating chicken nuggets? And he goes, no, we're moving up to the big table, and we're going to eat steak. And he didn't smile when he said that. Mm-hmm. He was serious. These guys are owning that. They're not just they're not just throwing false bravado out there. The team believes in it. And you can feel that when all of them are talking. Phil brought up Jordan Howard, how much he talked during the offseason when he was throwing the last coaching staff under the bus. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. You want these players going out there and, hey, we all saw the problems. It's not like the players couldn't see it. So it's training camp can't come soon enough for me.
Mm. Yep.
You know what, Aldo?
Go ahead, Phil.
To Shane's point, one point, coaching point that I don't know if I've ever mentioned on here, but it was something my uncle Sam said to me that has always stuck out for me. He's like, in the NFL, the difference from elite talent to great talent is about 10%. Each team is filled with so much talent. The best coaches get that extra 10% out of their players. And those coach teams win. And it really is true. So say your talent is, you know, you have several players above that 10% line. And then your coach is getting another 10% out of the players underneath them and rising the star player to another height. That percentage kind of breakdown has always stood with me because it really is truthful, Aldo. This guy's a bum, this guy sucks, but really ultimately to get to that level of football, nobody sucks. Nobody sucks. It's either you're not giving it, you're not knowing your playbook, and you're not going that extra 10%. And really, what Shane's talking about is a culture change in confidence on both sides of the football. Now, you heard Akeem Hicks talk about it. You know, he went out of his way to mention it subtly that you don't have to look over at the offense, you know, letting you down, so to speak. They're going to score points, and that's going to make their job easier. So I'm excited about this, and the audio you're playing is great.
And Phil, you know what that leads to, too, is what you're saying is it makes it, you know, lets them play easier. And what happens when you're doing that as a defense? You're going to see more turnovers created because
exactly.
of that. And that's been one of their biggest problems. If they're going to go out there and they're going to play loose, that's exactly what you want from a young ascending team that wants to take the ball away. Playing loose, just going out there and doing your job, and most importantly, having fun because you have confidence in your coaching staff and the other side of the ball. That in itself is going to lead to mm-hmm. better play on defense and taking the ball away.
I said it last night real quick. Turnovers occur. Momentum in football will change in a game quicker than any other sport. It was a turnover. And that confidence, as you're talking, Shane, is going to be in your coaching staff being aggressive and believing in you. It is a brotherhood. And when you have a father figure who has a swagger that you trust, and you have that old man on the other side that's well-known and respected, and we had a top 10 defense, and now all of a sudden you understand it even better, as Vic pointing out Danny T., the combination right now is exciting.
Really is. And let's talk about the defense, because while the offense had a great day today at practice, and we're recording this on Tuesday night, the defense is continuing to progress. And Akeem Hicks, in his typical eloquence self, talked about how familiarity is just taking this defense to the next level. And so when he was asked, what is it specifically you guys are working on, given that most of you guys have been together for at least a couple of years, 3 years in some cases, what is it you guys are working on to be better? And this is what Akeem said.
I think just putting in the right positions to be successful. That's what I would attribute my play to over the past couple of years. I think Vic has a great idea of what I'm good at and what I'm bad at, right? So he's not going to put me out there in a six and tell me to go contain. You know, coming from a situation where I was being cast as a 4-3 in, I think he just knows how to use me and my strengths better.
And Fangio talked about that last week, that the way he calls his defense is dictated by what the offense does well, but also what his players are capable of doing. And when Aaron Lynch was asked about why, one of the reasons why he is happy to be back with the Bears, he talked about that very same topic.
Vic just knows how to approach everybody in a way they not everybody can be approached the same way. And I feel like he knows how to approach people and put guys in the right position that they're good at, instead of just thinking like, oh, this guy's going to do this. But in reality, he may not be able to do this. Vic knows how to see those things. And I think that anybody gets his hands on, he's going to put them in the right position. And I feel like that's why he's had so much success.
That is so huge. How many times have we seen, especially here with the Chicago Bears, coaches just trying to fit pieces into their strategy? That, you know, that's one of the things that I dislike so much about Lovie Smith, is that he was inflexible. I mean, Rex Grossman is our quarterback. You know, that was just the prime example. But there was other examples where he just would not change his philosophy because it's worked before. Once that was the same way. This is what works and so forth. No, you've got to adapt to the talent that you have. And Vic Fangio is doing that on defense. That excites the hell out of me.
Yeah, it should, because you're 100% right. My father would say it to me as a young coach. You got to know your talent. And exactly what Lynch said, like that whole audio clip, resonated with me because that's exactly how a good, great football coach relates to their players. Put them in the best position for them to be successful. You always had to adapt to the talent, and this never happened. I can't remember that happening until Fangio came here. So Lynch put it perfectly. It is exactly how you need to coach and need to be able to communicate with each kid that's coming from different heritage, cultures, background, religions, colors, whatever racial term you have that's PC, they come from. So whether they're Canadian and can't get into understand the playbook because they're a little slower, or you get what I'm saying, to be able to have a relationship with each individual personality to teach that player the right way is what Lynch is really saying, that Vic gets it. Mm-hmm. and put talent on the football field.
You know, listening to Aaron Lynch, you know, him coming here, and it's, you know, you can say, yes, he's got to be excited about the $6 million for being an unproven player, but still, there's more to it than that. These guys are just buying into everything. And I mean, who's more, Phil, we've all been active in sports in our life. And was there anything better than a coach just giving it to you straight and telling you straight up what you needed to do, what was expected of you, and wasn't going to blow smoke up your ass? And that's exactly right. That's exactly what Vic Fangio is. You know, we heard him, the press asking him about the outside linebackers, and they said about Isaiah Irving, what did he show you last year in training camp? And Vic's like, not much, you know. And it's not really a shot at the kid.
Yeah.
It's, you know, where he came from, and he had a lot to learn. And obviously they're probably banking a little bit more on a kid like Isaiah Irving this year. But you love that about Vic Fangio, that he's not going to sugarcoat anything. He's going to tell these guys, listen, this is exactly what you need to do. And if you don't do it, you're not going to be part of this rotation. And as a player, you can't ask for anything more than that.
And keeping with Aaron Lynch, he was asked about his past, and he was very forthright about the problems that he's had and the fact that he hasn't produced the last couple of years and so forth. But he went out of his way to really talk up this organization and the fact that they're giving him another chance, and that working with Fangio, his familiarity with his defense, and that Vic puts him in the right place to succeed is really going to be beneficial for his career. And he talked about the competition in that linebacker room, that outside linebacker room. This is what he said.
We got a lot of people in that room that can play. I mean, Sam knows his defense in and out. Like he's just super smart. He knows everything. He does everything right. But yeah, we got a lot of competition in the room, and we're all bringing it every day. So whoever wins it, wins it. But I know that whoever's backing up who or whatever is going to be bringing the same intensity as the starter is going to be bringing. So it's been amazing. The room's amazing. So it's going to be fun to see how it works out.
I love that soundbite. And again, we spoke about Sam Acho in our last week's show, how underappreciated he is by so many Chicago Bears fans. I think that this season, Acho just might have his best season as a pro, given the fact that he's so smart, and given the fact that this is his third year with this offense, fourth year with this defense. And so that's the type of player that he is. He relies on his smarts in order to succeed, and it just seems like it's a perfect storm for him. He's kind of, you know, odds-on favorite to perhaps be the starter, and if he doesn't start, he's going to get a lot of snaps. This just feels really good for this defense.
So are you in the Kevin Fishbane? He's gonna. Is he starting? You're in the. I'm saying it's gonna be Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
Shane kind of was shady, like one of Jer's notes.
I did. I said I think Lynch is gonna be out there, but I think Sam Acho is. Like Aldo said, I think he's respected, and I think this coaching staff I think he's going to be playing. I think he's going to be playing a lot. I mean, he did last year, yeah, more so because of injuries. But Phil, you know, when we go back and we review these games and break them down, Sam Acho played overall much better than I ever expected the guy to. Because I mean, there was points leading up to last season where I'm like, what is Sam Acho other than just a guy? And I thought Sam Acho played very well last year.
Very well. Way better than I expected.
Yeah. No,
the bromance is continuing.
Yeah.
But to me, we'll pick up on it. Some fucking Canadian people. I don't fucking know what the fuck.
Don't you think he's a perfect third or fourth guy to be in a rotation where he can throw guys out there? He's what he is, Shane?
He's Izzy Adonijé.
Yeah. He's your
Izzy. He can come in there. He can start.
Yeah.
He can play solid. There's a play against San Francisco where he wrong arms. And what that is when there's a trap play coming down, what do you think they want you to do? They want you to get blocked and kicked out. So instead, he turns his outside shoulder into the guard, knocks the guard ass over tea kettle, and then everybody cleans up. But it's that kind of unselfish acts that he does. And I know Aldo got fired up for Acho when I listened back. It was even more fiery than I thought. So, but you're right, Shane, and you're right, Aldo. In film review, this guy consistently does his job. So, and it's unselfish. So, the numbers stack up. The pressures were a hell of a lot more than I thought. And this could be an Acho year, Aldo.
Could be an Acho year. That's a song, dude.
I want to know what Aldo's mother thinks about Sam Acho.
Frankie Myers.
let her finish up with Vic first.
You know how long it's going to take me to coach her to say Acho without it sounding like an asshole?
It sounds just like you. She's going to be, Aldo. No, Acho.
Oh man!
She got Fangio, Aldo, and Acho.
She wants Trubisky to give her a hickey on her booty too.
Jesus. On her ass.
On her ass.
Right. When are we gonna have her get with Joel Iye Boonaway?
Oh my gosh!
That would be a great one. That's so Acho first. Acho. I love Aldo's mother saying. I got to admit. Keeping it 100.
Thank you. All right. Let's move on to Mr. Zach Miller. Definitely the story of the day. I mean, talk about a feel-good moment. It started earlier this week on Monday when it was announced that the Chicago Bears were signing Miller to a contract. I don't know who your bad tweet of the week is, but I saw some fucking tweeters complaining about wasting a roster spot, so I hope.
I told you it was gonna happen.
Pissed me off. That really, really pissed me off. But that's not gonna dampen the feel good moment that happened on Monday when it was announced, and on Tuesday when Zach Miller met the press conference. But first, before I play a little bit of what Zach told the media, I want to play Akeem Hicks's reaction when he was asked about the signing of Zach Miller. Let me rack that one up here. There it is.
Rack it up.
That's awesome. That's my guy. Just seeing his road and the struggles that he's had to go through because of his injury. I am happy that I'm a part of an organization that will take care of his players. That's what it said to me, that they're willing to make sure that we're all right and, you know, give us the opportunity to get better. And, loyalty. That's what I saw it as.
Thanks, everyone.
Most important quote of the whole day, in my opinion, was that statement there, because that's exactly what I said on BHL. It's going to send a message league-wide and locker room-wide that, wait a second, these fucking people in this sport with all this drama, the anthem, kneeling, president, not fighting, the eagle, all the bullshit, the Chicago Bears care about their players. And that kind of energy, to me, totally 180s what you've seen in Chicago with this fucking football team in our lifetimes. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, that's how important that statement was.
I totally, totally agree with you. You know, I know everybody that listens to the show knows that I'm the senior member over here at the Barroom, been following the Bears for decades. And the reality of the situation, to borrow one of Draft Dr. Phil's phrases, is that the ownership...
So many to choose from.
Really. The ownership of the Bears has always been, for lack of a better way of putting it, kind of an embarrassment to Chicago Bears fans. For many years, they were known as penny pinchers. For many years after that, they were known as bumbling idiots. I mean, they just have had a really, really bad reputation. With the exception of the 80s when they won the Super Bowl and they had that good run of being the most popular team in the NFL, you know, there's always been something bad to say about the Chicago Bears organization, their leadership, their management. Well, like Phil said, today we got a sense that perhaps this is changing. Finally, this management is starting to get a sense of how to treat its players, how to treat its fans, how to behave in a way that is going to make fans proud to be fans of the Chicago Bears. That is so important, particularly when you're not winning Super Bowls. So, you know, I was really taken aback by what happened today. And let's listen to Zach Miller talk a little bit about his feelings about this organization.
I mean, that's a testament to the entire organization, the McCaskey family. I think you guys all know that NFL is big business. A little different here. Kind of, I mean, you talk about business and football, and this thing really is a family, so I don't think that would happen throughout the league.
Shane, do you think that I'm overreacting and giving too many platitudes here?
No, not at all, and I'm glad you played that one piece right there, because, you know, Phil said that one quote by Akeem Hicks, it was the most important one, and I would put that one right there that Zach Miller just said about, you know, the NFL being a big business. And, you know, in Chicago, mentioning it being more, you know, like a family business, the Bears take a lot of flack being labeled that way. But there is a lot of times when that's actually, you know, it's a good thing. And today you saw that come to the forefront. And I know that I've been labeled the biggest Pace supporter, Pace apologist, however you want to put it. I think this is a direct result from the general manager. When you're talking about showing the compassion to the players, taking care of these guys, like what they did to Zach Miller. You know, you see Ryan Pace, amidst all this turmoil with the team, going to the front office and coming up with this Halas Hall multi-million-dollar expansion. Who's it for? It's for the players, and there's going to be things there, you know, for the fans also. And I think, you know, Ryan Pace deserves a lot of heat. You can, you know, kill him for Mike Glennon, for Antrell Roll, all these guys. I think Ryan Pace deserves a ton of credit here, because it's not just the players, it's not just the coaching staff. A lot of this is starting with him. I think the whole turnaround with Ryan, it's been a slow process, but I think a lot of this turnaround, and you've seen Pace grow, you know, on his time. He's had his faults, but you see him maturing and growing up on the job. And I think we got to throw him a lot of praise here too, because I think he is at the epicenter of all this, and I think he deserves a lot of credit too.
Absolutely, absolutely.
We may have an issue.
Bears Barroom breaking news.
We may have an issue.
What am I breaking?
You didn't see my message. I said to do the Adam Hogue thing, and then I'll play to Zach Miller, and then we'll move to dating game.
Yeah, because I'm in the middle of talking to our bachelorette.
Yeah, I know. She's got a sick puppy, and so does she need to bag out on us?
Yes. What am I? I'm not going to tell her that she's got to do this stupid show and let her dog be sick.
Oh, God, the dog will be fine.
Really, feed him a quarter. He'll be fine.
Oh, my God, you guys are horrible human beings. What would you like to do, boss? You know what? You handle her because I've been handling her, and I will read these breaking news.
Okay.
So, Chicago Bears tweeted out 2 hours ago, leadership personified, and it is a image of Zach Miller at the podium today, quoted, "Any way I can help the guys in the tight end room and really the guys on the football team, that's going to be my role for this year."
Phil, you can probably talk on this a little bit better than I can, but one thing that he did point out today, he was asked specifically about possibly, you know, this leading into him becoming a coach. And he didn't shoot that down at all. He said that's going to kind of open up the door to him to kind of see what it would be like. And to me, Zach Miller, I mean, it really seems obviously the organization loves and respects him, not even as a player, just as a human being. And this is a guy that you just, I think they have to keep him around the organization, even when he, you know, it looks like his playing days are obviously over, but he is somebody that I mean, even if he's an ambassador of the team or something, he's got to be a guy that they keep around this organization for years to come.
I totally agree. I think the trust pushed down from a head coach or an assistant going through someone who played alongside them or has respect for what he is and who he is in the locker room, your ability to teach and lead can be expounded completely louder, like a megaphone. You get extra sound from a valued veteran leader who's done it and who's teaching and helping the learning process, especially with these time constrictions that Vic Fangio was talking about. And the amount of time and practice to have another set of hands-on, a communicator and a leader like that, I think is so beneficial to the tight ends as well as the offensive line and the whole team as well, to have this kind of energy again, a comeback, a guy that's fought back 9 surgeries. Shane put it eloquently in the DM, that's a fucking warrior right there. You don't think he has respect in the locker room for what he's had to endure and come back from and push to try to even play in the NFL again? I mean, to have that kind of person around you it's invaluable. I'll tell you right now, it really is.
All right, we got an update. She has to bail on us. Apparently the dog is too ill for her to do this thing. So,
Shane, can you send Matt Balsley over to
We just got to wait for him to get to the bottom of his beef jerky bag, and he'll be right over.
So in a couple hours then?
Yeah.
Oh. So I got the 3 bachelors waiting on bated breath in another DM chat room. They're saying, tell Phil to wrap it up.
See? It's always me.
I'm just getting the messages.
So can BG just change your voice and we'll go on?
Yeah, we can.
How the fuck am I supposed to host it as well as be the contestant?
The burner. Just you're change the burner, your voice. Bachelorette.
Yeah, come on.
We'll call you LaBurn.
Fuck, man, this sucks. We put so much work into it. BG and
we put like 2 hours into this.
Oh shit. My goodness.
That was just 2 hours. I put in like 10 hours. Fucking put in all this shit.
How many backup bachelorettes do we have?
is like 10 hours to me. So
we don't have a third string quarterback.
This is a third string.
Yeah, really.
Can we give the Bachelors a free coupon to the lemonade stand this weekend? Maybe just the Father Cup.
A coupon?
Man.
Oh God.
Coupon. How do you say coupon?
Coupon.
I say coupon.
Exactly.
Coupon.
Yeah.
Coupon. You... coupon.
Roots. Run your roots.
Drink your rut beer.
Rut beer.
Make sure you go in those drawers.
Don't draws. Worry. My wife makes fun of how I say root beer as well.
Because it's wrong.
Yeah, apparently it is.
All right, this is the first time on 100 Proof where we're all sitting here like, now what the fuck do we do?
Time for shout outs.
Where are those dumb tweets of the week? Okay, but seriously, what do I tell these guys?
Send them home.
So are we bringing them on? Am I letting them go? What are we doing?
No, you're letting them go, but telling them not to go on social media. And
yes, of course.
Let them go.
Of course.
Let them go. Is Air Jer on our show?
The laugh. Oh, fuck me, man.
Okay.
This was going to be great.
This was going to be great, man.
Just bring them on, though, real quick.
No, because then she'll know it's them.
Don't say your names, Bachelor.
You guys know who the three guys were, right?
No, we don't.
Oh, you didn't? Okay. Let me play this for you.
I know, maybe.
Let me play this for you.
Is this good?
Bachelor number one is married with two kids. He goes by the name of... But he's asked us to call him anything but, so that his wife doesn't know he's playing this game. Please welcome Fernando. Bachelor number two has a learning disability, but he still hasn't learned about that yet. His name is...
I was at a coffee shop working on this with this guy today. But I let the guys know, sorry, fellas, the Bachelor has had to cancel emergency. We'll resume this in 2 weeks. Do not tweet you were to be on the show to maintain your anonymity. John, one of them says, bruh. One of them says, da fuck. And the third one, I don't know where he went.
The third one is probably fucking...
He's all pissed. Yeah.
This one's like, I'm salty as fuck.
Yeah, he is.
Hey, the best part is those two are the ones that are in relationships.
They're trying to get out.
Clearly. Now I got Salt Bae as a gift being shared at me. Oh my God, these guys are off the record.
So after this, our bachelorette won't be able to give away her pussy.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
She's going to come on a dating game and people are going to be like, I'm not going to answer the fucking question.
Jesus.
Why are you looking at me that way, Bears girl? She's starting to worry me.
I thought the screen froze for a second.
Yeah, me too.
I was clicking my phone. Like,
she's staring at me I said something wrong.
I looked down there and I'm like, wait, she's not looking at me, is she?
Now they're asking me to step in. That's not happening.
Can we think of anybody else that could step in? Let's see.
Well, no, because you committed that she's going to do it in 2 weeks when we're back on the air.
Oh, we could do another one.
Oh, we're not doing another one. Okay, Aldo, do you want to handle this?
Handle what?
But your bachelors.
Why? They're giving you a hard time?
Having a meltdown?
They are having a meltdown.
Where are they? On the, there it is.
Did you tell them about the free coupons?
One of them says, I'm going to go have some frozen coffee and cry about it.
One of the women I reached out to, she tells me, oh, I'd love to. It sounds like fun, but I can't because I got a commitment tonight. So she sends me this picture. And then she says, was thinking maybe I could possibly be on the next Bears Barroom calendar. So
she wants to be in the calendar.
Yeah, so I won't tell you what I responded back with. But she responded back with, ha, 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 bear down. And I said, and I wrote back, you mean calm down. That's what I need to do right now. And then she wrote back, staring at boobs is one of six ways men can actually live longer. And then I wrote back saying, I just added 10 years to my life.
You should say it back to her. See, I really wanted you in our bar room calendar, but you belong in Cleveland with that amount of cleavage going out of there.
What the fuck are we going to do, man? I got an hour of shit that we recorded that we can't use. Who's I'm sleeping on the couch for this? What's that mean?
He told his wife what he was doing.
All right, tell him I'm
call him Brad.
Tell him
okay, before they all leave, what do you want to do? Make a fucking decision.
Wow, somebody's pissed. Look at the vein on their forehead. Jeez, look at that.
Bachelor number one.
It's a proven fact, if you stare at a woman's vein on her forehead, it adds 10 years to your life.
Right? No, it actually takes off 10 years on your life. Say,
I'm feeling weak right now. Tell them hasta la vista, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Calling all angels. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's the smartest man. He once rubbed your woman's pussy. And by that, I mean her cat. He's a man of honor, integrity, and he's no shitty sub-tweeting bitch ass named Matt. He's the smartest man.
Oh, all right.
He had me scared there for a second. I thought we were going to have to do another redo.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
He had that dramatic pause.
If this is the first time you've heard this segment of the show, this is where Shane, the smartest man in the barroom, Marsaw, scours the internet looking for a bad tweet of the week and a good tweet. And he has promised us that he's got two good ones. He always starts out with the bad one. Shane, take it away.
Okay. Yeah, so we're going to change it up just a little bit this week because I have a couple of bad ones, and we have the good ones are going to be a bunch of fun. But my first bad one is a guy replying to Ian Rappaport, and he's at Q Niner Lover. Rap Sheet sent out the tweet talking about the Bears re-signing Zach Miller and how it was a feel-good story and how it's a class move by the Bears. And at Q Niner Lover tweeted back, if only the Bears had given a shit about Matt Forte when he was with the team. It's a shame what they put that poor guy through. And
oh my god,
unless I'm not quite sure, other than them, I mean, Matt's last contract here, I believe it was 4 years and right around $40 million, and you know, the first year Matt Forte was gone was the first year that we had Jordan Howard here, so I'm not quite sure, other than the Bears, you know, just not re-signing him, how they disrespected Matt Forte in any way. I know Phil and I did and both got blocked. We disrespected him somehow, but that seems to be a narrative out there with some people that the Bears shit all over Matt Forte. And yeah, I don't even think Matt Forte knows about that because he signed a one-day contract here a few weeks ago with Chicago to retire.
That's right.
The Chicago Bear. And if there's a lot of bad blood there, I don't think he's even going to do that. So I'd like to put to rest that horrible narrative about Matt Forte being disrespected by the Bears. Matt Forte just got old. There's no other way to say it. He was a fantastic player while he was here. His contract ran out, and the Bears replaced him with Jordan Howard. It's you want to talk about the NFL being a business? That's exactly what happened in that situation there. So there was no disrespect whatsoever. The Bears never shit on Matt Forte. and at Q Niner Lover, you are one of my dumbest tweets of the week.
What was that Twitter handle? I want to block him.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, man. Well, that guy definitely doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah.
So, as the science guy, Bill Nye, would say,
that just makes no fucking sense. I mean, it's just bullshit. Fuck.
So to move it along, we're going to do actually a second dumbest tweet this week also. Pat Finley sent out, Aldo, you kind of alluded to this earlier, that the Bears are doing a classy thing by bringing back Zach Miller, even if he never plays another snap. And Joey Pasta, at the Joey Pasta, tweeted out, no, they're wasting a valuable roster spot for a guy to be a cheerleader in the locker room.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and I mean, Joey, you're just a piece of a piece of shit human being. I mean, for even sending out anything like that, and I read down through the thread a little bit, and you know, he's saying that they're wasting a roster spot, and now somebody else isn't getting a chance that could have a legitimate shot to make the roster. And sometimes there's just more to it. Like Phil said, this is absolutely the right thing. I don't give a shit if Zach Miller never plays a snap, which he won't this year. You know, they already put him on the PUP list, but absolutely he deserved to be as a part of the 90-man roster. The Bears 110% made the correct move with this, and for any asshole to say anything else, mm-hmm. that he's just a cheerleader and they're stupid, there's no way you can be a Chicago Bears fan and believe that. I'm assuming maybe this guy roots for Green Bay or Minnesota or Detroit, who knows, but I just want to say fuck you to Joey Poss. It's not even a dumb tweet. It just, you're a fucking asshole, and you might want to just check your life out a little bit, because for you to even take the time to tweet out something like that, it's completely ridiculous, and it boils ridiculous. My blood right now just to think about it.
How would you like to suck my balls?
So Joey has a response for you, Shane. Do you want to hear it?
Ooh. Absolutely.
Oh, he came quote back.
He quote tweeted himself, and he pinned this tweet. He says, yes, I said this, but as unintelligent as it may be, I will stand by it and I won't delete it. However, if you come at me with any sort of name calling or attempted public shaming, you will instantly be blocked. We've all said things we wish you could take back. This is mine, Bears.
Oh, okay. No. We'll give him the Saturday Night Live, Joey, you ignorant slut. How about that? So.
Oh my God! Who the hell cares?
Joey Pot, can we get fucking Joey on the fucking show in 2 weeks?
Ask, well, no, call him right now. Tell him to send his phone number. We want him on the show now.
Yeah, can we get him?
Can you reach out to him, Bears Girl? Ask him.
Listen, we would love to have you on the show.
It's so ridiculous.
We're live.
Joey, one of our guys just called you an ignorant slut. Would you like to come on our show?
There you go. That's the way to do it.
The Joey Pasta.
The
original Joey Pasta.
So you've got another bad one, Shane?
No, just had those two.
Okay, well, that's...
Yeah, he was behind a couple weeks.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Just one.
Just one.
I have to just piggyback off one thing Shane said earlier. I was on mute again. But I think he's 100% right. And I was going to bring it up and give him credit. And that is Ryan Pace. This, to me, reeks of a Ryan Pace move. I'm fully knowing the young man and recognizing the amount of investment and money that they had in the kid. The doubters have always been there. And unfortunately, those people that, well, he's talented, but he's always hurt. He's always hurt. Why are you paying him? They're going to end up winning. But ultimately, I think this move just sends a different energy. And Ryan Pace deserves a lot of credit for that. No, BG is having a fucking
moment. Do we have major breaking news? Or
what's going on?
No, I...
I don't know if you're blocking a sneeze or.
No, I logged into the Bears Barroom account to message at the Joey Pasta, and Bears Barroom is blocked from following the Joey Pasta or viewing the Joey Pasta's tweet.
Oh,
Joey.
No,
Joey, go fuck yourself, because we don't actually want to have you on the show now.
Exactly.
Jeez, Joey, man, you're a very sensitive young man.
Joey's a fucking hypocrite, pussy-ass fraud.
Yeah.
Someone please spell this word for me.
Idiot!
All right, we move forward.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Joey Pasta's a fucking cunt, yeah.
In Hammond, New York, he's a soccer goalie, a Hall of Famer, the only other guy that can call angels like Jeremy Air Jer Kramer. He is the smartest man. This is the best tweet.
Yeah, baby. Nicely done.
One of the best tweets. Yeah.
One of them.
We got two good tweets. So we got one. We're going to go with one regular one. And this is from Adam Johns. And he tweeted out that he heard from a fireman friend that Bears coach Matt Nagy attended the funeral for Chicago firefighter Juan Lucio, I hope I'm saying his name right, today at St. Rita's on the south side. Unbelievably classy gesture for the new coach. And there's no really other way to put that. And this just goes step for step with what we've been seeing. You see these little moves that the Bears just seem to be, they're making all the right little moves and seemingly all the right big moves at this time. And just something, you know, that gracious. You're talking about the NFL being a 24/7, 365 business. And for the Bears to, you know, have the head coach, the new head coach, take time out of his day to go there, that's the least that they could do. And it just, I mean, it's a good look for the organization. It's a good look for Matt Nagy and the McCaskies, and we send all our thoughts and prayers out to that family of that fallen hero. And you just like to see Chicago continue to make these, you know, heartfelt moves along with Zach Miller, and just, you know, something as simple as showing up to this guy's funeral to pay their respects. Again, it's another pat on the back to the Bears, and hopefully they continue their ways with this, and hopefully we see some W's on the field, because they seem to be stacking up the W's off of it here this offseason.
I love you.
I love you, Matt Nagy. You're doing a great job. Very, very, what's wrong? Bears girl.
That was a horrible I love you drop.
Jeez, now I got a fucking another critic.
Hello.
In my life.
I love you, honey.
That's at least a little better.
I love you, Matt Nagy.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we got another good tweet of the week. What can it
be? Yes, and you know, hey, I've been with you guys for two or three years now, and Phil was always after me to get on these shows, and Aldo reached out to me and I turned him down the first time. And the more and more I've been involved in this, you know, there's always these little things that keep you going. And on June 2nd, 2018 at 2:04 AM, we were all handed this golden nugget from, you know, a combination of Fergie and Jesus from Jeremy Kramer.
The
voice of an angel. And he tweeted out to @BearsGirl80. What up, BG? And Aldo, I think you have some audio for me that you might be able to play.
I do. This is actually a video that Air Jer posted to @BearsGirl.
He's sorry, BG. He's so fucked up.
Not that thing.
I thought he was saying he messed up the notes.
Love y'all.
A classic performance by Air Jared. That was awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Phil, what do they say on Seinfeld? That's what, Jerry? What is it?
Gold, Jerry.
That's gold. And Air Jared, that was gold. I've probably watched that a good 40 times at this point. And we have
you
some more
new shit every time you watch it. It's
yeah,
like
you do.
Tommy boy.
And I got a little breaking news myself here. While we were playing that video and audio in the background, I was recording my screen to get BG's reaction to it that we can also incorporate to the video moving forward. So we'll have our little fun with that, but Air Jared stepping up into the pocket and throwing it down the seam to BG. I mean, there's a connection there, and well, maybe BG's going to be moving to Indiana. I'm not sure. You know, I'm not going to judge, but
Indiana won't give up. She won't give up.
And Phil threw up the deuces there at the end and kissed
the
fingers.
I gotta see it. I'm so pissed.
Yeah. I mean, it was so hot in there, he had to put in two box fans, if you look at the video. So, BG's biting her bottom lip off.
A pasty white ghost comes in. So many things I look forward to.
So, Air Jared, you are... It's got to be more than a tweet of the week. I don't know. I got to buy this kid a jersey or something.
With Angel on the back?
Yeah.
This is epic. This is an epic moment in Barfly. Because those listening, new listeners, we have ambassadors of the show that promote and get guests on it and not afraid for a moment's notice to just jump out and sing a fucking song at the top of your lungs for Bears Barroom and whatever love they, profess that day. So Air Jer is one of those ambassadors. So that's why for us, this is like your little brother or cousin going out there calling all angels in the middle of the street. So I must have died laughing, and the first person that came to mind wasn't BG. It was like, what is Shane gonna say? It's like, exactly. I'm like, Air Jared might have dug his own grave.
Well, and Air Jared took it down, right?
Yeah,
he did, after apologizing prophetically to everyone involved.
Profusely.
I don't give a fuck.
Sure.
Yeah, that took me about 13 seconds to screenshot that whole video because I knew that was coming down quick.
Gold, Jerry.
Great moment
Gold.
In Barfly history.
We interrupt this programming to bring you breaking news. Bears Ballroom's 100 Proof Breaking News.
I love how you drag me through the fucking mud with that and then decide you want to do a breaking news tweet in the middle of it.
I thought I was saving
let's
you.
Let's just fucking
the show
roll with
must
this.
Go on, baby.
Let's just fucking roll with this tonight.
I thought I was saving you from further embarrassment. Try to do a good thing.
I thought it was too, like to end that bust on BG's chops moment there. Aldo moved on.
Considering I had absolutely nothing to do with it, woke up at 5:30 in the morning, half fucking asleep to that. But sure, let's break some news about the XFL. Why don't we? Adam Schefter is reporting.
that the XFL 2020 has named former NFL and NCAA player and executive Oliver Luck as its first commissioner and CEO, sources telling ESPN. He is leaving the NCAA in Indianapolis, where he was able to be around his son, Andrew. He says his new job will be, quote, a labor of love and a unique opportunity to reimagine the game that has been a constant in my life for 40 years.
So what? When does this league start?
Do we know? Well, when I say 2020, it typically says that it's going to start.
Well, when in 2020?
What are you talking about?
Is it a spring league, a summer league? They're not going to play in the fall, all right? Who gives a fuck?
It's supposed to start right after the season, right?
Yeah, yes. They're going to take that sweet spot where the NFL closes the curtain.
This is the sweet spot now. After camp is over, there's nothing to do for the next 6 weeks. They should have a six-week season.
There's another league, too. There's the, what is it, the Alliance League?
Really?
Have you seen that?
No.
Yeah, that's the one with Bill Polian and
all the players. Bill Polian and all these NFL former players have started a professional football league.
That's set to start February of 2019, folks, 1 week following the Super Bowl.
Wow.
There you go.
I don't know.
This girl is on it.
She's good. I don't care what.
That last breaking news.
What are we going to say?
We interrupt this Bears Ballroom Radio broadcast to bring you breaking news. See, we got news on the wire. Breaking news. Breaking news.
Did you go ahead, break your news.
Did you hear that, Bears Scout? You have breaking news.
Oh, I have breaking news. I thought you were breaking news about whoever's talking shit about me.
Not me. Come on. Do your job.
Oh, geez. All of a sudden, I got Trumpy up in here.
I don't think you want to go there tonight, love. I really don't.
Why are you in a bad mood? I don't understand. You got a guy serenading you. You got three other guys here in the barroom who are looking at you and just in amazement at how beautiful you look.
And yeah, I'm sure that's exactly what's happening right now.
This is what Bears Girl wants to say to the three of us right now.
Fuck you! You and fuck you. Who's next?
No, just to you.
Just to me.
With passionate eyes.
All right. Ian Rappaport reported that Ravens first-round pick quarterback Lamar Jackson signed his rookie contract. That means half of the rookies have signed their deals, except ours.
It's going to happen.
Those top 10 picks, I heard you guys talk about it. They're a little bit on BHL last night. It's not even about the total money value. That's all slotted. It's normally language. You know, they talk about that offset language, and it's really a bunch of bullshit because they're really planning on, all right, if I'm bad enough where I'm cut, who's gonna pay me what's left on my deal? Is it going to be the next team, or is it going to be the team that's releasing me? It's all about offset language. It's not about total value. So, I mean, we didn't have any problem bringing in a quarterback number two overall. I think Roquan will sign here in the next couple of weeks at the latest.
I totally agree. Nothing to worry about. Bears girl is concerned, though. I could tell by the look on her face. Jesus Christ.
There's a right and a wrong way to love somebody.
And we are witnessing the wrong way this evening. 100%. Right, 100 proof.
I'm closing the doors on this fucking
Aldo,
operation.
I think if you kiss two fingers and throw up the deuces, that'll make everything all better.
Fuck no, I'm not even going there. All right, we come to the part of the show where we do shout-outs. Our whole show was fucked up because our bachelorette had a sick dog.
Goddamn dog.
Can't we just scrap this whole show? Like, really?
Sick dog.
I thought the first hour was pretty good. I don't know.
I thought there was a lot of good stuff in there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, just make it a special. Like a special release.
Goddamn dog. Should I say something like, I hope the fucking dog... I better not. I'm just... We love your dog, and we hope that he's
fine.
Don't
use her name. She's a secret. Oh my God.
We love you.
We love you, Jose.
Jose Soto's the Bachelorette.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Stop the presses.
Yeah, that would be fucking fantastic,
Hello.
That would be fucking great. We should have called Jose.
Andriba.
It would have been the Bachelorette.
I got it. Get the Denver GM on the phone right now. That would be
poor Tyler. Come on.
Actually, Phil, you know, if we need a Bachelorette, we could call Lauren Cox. The way that kid's tweeting now. Tweeting about watching The Bachelorette and doesn't want spoilers on Twitter.
Well, you're also looking at someone else who watches The Bachelorette, and he's right there.
That's right, I do.
He's not tweeting about not wanting spoilers on Twitter.
Exactly.
Though.
I don't give a shit.
And he's not fucking 60.
Ouch. Ouch.
Just saying. Like, who's watching The Bachelorette?
Oh my God, Ela watches that shit. I walk into the fucking room and I just tap out and I walk right back out the door. I'm like, yeah, I can't watch that.
Oh man, I tell you what.
When we have like one dramatic scene from The Bachelorette.
She is hot though. Part. I saw her. Yeah, she is hot.
She is. I haven't seen her.
I did. Yeah.
What do they do? Like, they're all dating her.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the horror. It's like the horror rat.
So what?
We're just going out. We're gonna go in a helicopter and fly to Los Angeles. They're gonna have a romance. Where's that gonna go? Like,
I say we start a GoFundMe and get Jeremy Kramer on there. Right?
Have we forgotten that Mr. Kramer is in a committed relationship with people?
Has he forgotten?
Hey, Shane has a right.
What do we say? Would our fans be completely upset with us if we just let that go by the wayside?
I'm not saying you had to let it go, but I certainly didn't deserve the fucking beating for his drunken stupor at 2 in the morning.
I was sleeping,
minding my own fucking business.
This is so many songs in this one synopsis.
This is a whole fucking album.
It's an album about this Twitter
and plus,
tweet of the week.
He apologized right in the middle of the song, BG. He said, I'm sorry, I'm so fucked up.
I thought he said he fucked up. Like he was upset about messing up the last note.
Oh,
well,
maybe.
We're going to have to get him to clarify it. Yeah.
Yeah, we got to get him.
Yeah.
I can't believe Aldo doesn't have mom now.
Yeah,
we can ask about the temperature of the room requiring two fans. We can ask about the ghost in the background.
Can we get a live call?
I'm gonna be Sal Rosenberg.
Can we get a live session with Air Chair singing that to BG?
Or a question and answer session with Air Chair. Hello? Is this Jeremy the singer? Can you call him up?
Doesn't he work nights?
I don't know what all he's doing. He's tapped.
Apparently he sings to fucking the local pub.
I'm sorry.
He's watching the DVR feed of the Bachelorette from last night.
Aldo's catching up. Wait a second.
I wanted to see who didn't get the rose. I know Bears Girl is never going to give me one.
I'll give you one, all right. They're just going to have thorns. Lots and lots of fucking thorns.
Is it like sexist that The Bachelor kind of seems like it's all right, but The Bachelorette, it looks like she's a whore?
Completely sexist. Why are you even asking that question?
Because everybody says it. Like,
because
what
it's
is
true.
This girl gaining? She's on the show. She's sleeping with Tim, Nick, Jose, Taekwondo.
Yeah. And Brian is sleeping with Jody and Carolyn and Brittany and Heather.
Lucky motherfucker.
Catching the same fucking STDs that they're all swapping with each other.
When I walked into the bedroom last night, Hila was watching it, and it was right at the part some guy threw a picture in the pool, and some black guy started crying, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
What?
Yes, that's what happened.
How did this show become The Bachelor?
This is June in the NFL, Mama. That's what happens.
Yeah, it was
history. Was me.
Some guy and this guy.
We ripped Hogan Johns for their fucking podcast,
and
we saved it for the end, though. This is the end of the podcast. All right, let's get back to the.
Our podcast is completely. Free.
None of us are going to the White Sox game tomorrow. We have a lot of Bears morsels tonight.
That's right.
Oh my God! Right. Can you wax more poetic about the Bears tonight? Hey, all right, Adam Rank, friend of the show, is going to be on Good Morning Football tomorrow.
Yeah. All right, so that's actually this morning, Wednesday, the same time this podcast is released. Adam Rank will be on Good Morning Football. We will check him out.
Why are you lying? Why are you lying? This podcast will be out way after Adam Rank will be on.
He's doubting you. He's doubting you. Remember, Shay, remember when he got him out at like 9 or 8?
Like that was, but to his
that
credit,
was that was on his ass.
That's when we had like a minute or an hour and 10 minutes.
Exactly.
Show when we went long.
Exactly.
Did we really go that short?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's why I started listening to you guys. If you guys were 3 hours back then, oh hell no.
Oh my gosh, we went like an hour and a half once, and we're like, holy shit, we went an hour and a half.
Now I'm like, holy shit, that was 3 hours.
Now Bears Hour Live is an hour and a half.
I know. We keep stretching it.
All right, well, I'm not going to stretch it any longer. Listen, if you drink, don't fucking drive. And always, bear down.
No shout out?
Fuck no.
Fuck them all.
Well, we got to say happy birthday to Chachi.
Happy birthday, Chachi.
Good night.
All right, who else you want to shout out? Chachi? Anybody
Air
else?
Air Jer.
Air Jer. Oh, man. Chachi and Air Jer. B. Diddy. Who else? Little Nicky. Diddy. I don't know why I'm picking those three guys. But,
Oops.
Dog, shout out to
He got out. Is he on tonight, or is he? He
oh,
fucking,
he's gonna be mad when you listen to this.
Shout
he
out.
Got bumped for the Bachelorette.
Wait, was,
like,
was
I got bumped for the Bachelor? Fuck that.
Was Trey the black guy crying on Bachelorette?
Oh, you in trouble?
Just put that scene audio in this part because I want to know what's going on.
I'm serious. I'm right. I only saw like probably 2 minutes while I was in there. BG, am I right? Did you watch it?
Oh, I don't watch that shit.
I saw it. Yeah, I saw it. I'll tell you exactly.
Yeah,
what happened. They did this competition, and the black guy won, and so he took his picture with the Bachelorette. So when they got back to the mansion where all the bachelors are, he takes the picture out, and he's kind of showing off a little bit, and he puts it on the table so everybody could see. And one of the guys gets kind of bravo with him and says, hey, we don't want to see that, man. Put it down. He puts it face down, and the black guy puts it back up. He faces it away from everybody, but he puts it back up on the table. And so the other guy got pissed off. And so he picked up the picture and he threw it into the swimming pool, but it like bounced in. So you hear the glass breaking and all the things. So the guy, you know, I figured that the black guy was going to beat the shit out of him because the guy is fucking ripped. But no, he went crying to the Bachelorette saying he broke the big jaw. And he has this English accent too. So he sounded like a really.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
How long did it take the Bachelorette to, did she boot the other guy for having an attitude?
No, she was sucking his tongue about 20 minutes later.
She liked the guy that was crying?
She likes them all. She's making out with everybody.
Was she making out with the guy 10 minutes later that was crying?
Yeah, she was making out with him. She was making out with, I think, the cameraman, the sound man. Ah, well, that that's going to get me in trouble with all the feminists out there. Look at Bear's girl, the way she's looking at me. All right, like I said.
I'm not even looking at you.
If you drink.
If you drink.
Come and pick me up.
Which you should.
Oh, man, I can't tell you
Wait a minute, there's a former Detroit Lion on The Bachelorette? How the fuck do you not break that news?
Yeah, he's from Chicago, but he played for the Detroit Lions.
Sellout.
Yeah.
Sellout.
Well, the Howard Stern said Clay Harbor, the tight end, is on there.
Clay Harbor. It's Colton. There's a quarterback named Colton something who behaves like he's a virgin, so I don't know.
Is there a
cup of coffee with the Lions?
Yeah, exactly.
Stern said Clay Harbor's on there.
I think Clay Harbor's on there too, yeah.
He's the former U tight end.
Yeah. Man, Eagle and fucking Jaguar.
Train wreck of a show, man.
What? I think it's hilarious.
Bear's girl's pissed, man. I can tell. She's like all of a sudden turned feminist.
This is the week of Bear Girl shoutouts. Go ahead,
Bear. Yeah.
All right, Bear's girl.
Bear Jer. Go ahead.
They weren't my shoutouts. Those are all your shoutouts. The only shoutout I'm going to give is to the Giants and Dave Gettleman in the hopes that he recovers and beats the cancer diagnosis that he was just given and announced today.
Mm. Yeah, sad news. Get better, brother. There's a place in heaven for you.
Jesus. What better joke than cancer?
Wow.
I got cancer.
Why? Don't you remember last week's show
when
Al was like,
Gail Sayers.
Get better, Gail. Yeah.
No, there's a place for you in heaven.
Yeah.
There's always a place.
Enjoy your spot in heaven. I know you're not dead yet, but I love you.
What? What am I...
You could have been watching the replay of The Bachelorette.
You got the worst fucking. You sound like an 80-year-old woman when you laugh, fucking wheezing. You ever notice that on the podcast?
Oh, yeah.
On the podcast, it's fucking crazy.
It's crazy.
Sounds like a smoker. Ridiculous.
A former it's smoker, ridiculous. Man.
Ridiculous.
I
didn't even get 1 millisecond.
Yeah, I'll put that in post. I'll put it in post. It'll be out till 3 p.m. 1 millisecond
after Aldo says, there's a place
for it. Oh, fuck. The doctor said I shouldn't laugh this much.
BG gives Gettleman a heartfelt shout out because of his cancer diagnosis.
Why do I bother?
Al was in the background wiping tears out of his eyes from laughing.
There's a place for you.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, man. This makes it all worthwhile. I've got what fucking.
Speaking of funny stories, did you guys see that thing about the widows of 9/11?
No.
Jesus. No.
That's just a joke. I'm playing up Aldo. Cancer. PG's going to shit her pants. Look at her face.
Not what that face is.
Oh, all right.
Yep,
I want to shout out BG, her last show with us. Oh, I love you, sweetheart. All right. Anybody else have anything?
Yeah, that week of hiatus is going to be permanent.
Oh, come on.
No, it can't be before we have ladies' night. In the bar room.
Just as
all women's
night.
Show.
Anytime after that. Right.
Just as ladies' night.
What are we up to?
Bar room book club.
What are we up to? 136 times that BG has quit Bear's Bar Room. Oh my gosh.
I don't know. I think Soldier Field slip count. Yeah. And the quick count. These things just come. The quick count. Hashtag quick count. There is one barfly, I guarantee, has counted how many times BG has quit. Man, probably geez. From West Virginia, Kentucky.
BG, on a scale from 1 to 10, how pissed are you right now?
14.
It's 100 proof, right?
Yes.
I wish you could see her eyes.
Jeez. Man.
Has there been anyone who talked more with their eyes?
Helen Keller?
Oh, my God.
Aldo's giving all the confidence tonight.
It's going crazy. Go, Jerry. Go.
Was she the bachelorette tonight? We're going to have on?
Helen Keller, yeah. That's why we couldn't get a hold of her. Oh, man.
Well, BG looks so happy right now.
Oh, Chicago Bears. What a great day of practice today.
I am so glad I spent almost 4 hours working on this show and an hour and a half listening to audio.
It's not our fault. It's a goddamn dog.
Fucking dog. There's a place in heaven for that dog.
What's the dog? Do you know the dog's name?
Baldly? Wait a minute. Oh, he was babysitting. Could have helped the whole fucking show.
All right. I'm going to go because I feel like I'm being punished here by my mom.
Shout out to Aldo's mother.
Yeah.
I love it.
Take it easy on Vic Fangio.
Vic needs his
hips.
Well, anyway. Vic's hips.
PG has not shown any teeth in like 10 minutes. It's just that stiff lip.
She's like the reporter that's waiting to go on the air.
She's gonna
kick
it
to me.
He's gonna kick
it to me.
Off screen.
No, they're
sleeping
right next to me.
She's an animal lover.
Let me end the show with a message from my mom, okay?
Yes.
What does Aldo's mama say?
I wish football season will start so my son Aldo will stop being an asshole.
That is what Aldo's mama said.
I knew I liked it, Mom.
BG finally smiled.
How do you not love an ending like that? That is an official happy ending.
That is. There is one other way that I could, and that is
it's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
It is.
It's ridiculous, Phil. Oh.
Mike Lennon. Hey, I got a confession. In the open, when the narrator comes on and says, "This is not intended for all." I always think that's Brez coming in there.
It does sound like him a little bit.
It sounds like him. I go, wait, did he get... And then I hear the difference. But the beginning, him start talking, it sounds like Brez. He could be a narrator. Maybe he could do that, like the movie narrator.
Brez has the pipes to be a narrator.
Oh,
yeah.
It happened in the window. It was a dark night. What did Aldo's mother say?
So, Phil, do you have to like look at your kid's shit to see if that quarter's in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta do it. Now, Steph came up with a great idea.
Metal detector?
Yes. She's like, how about I get a metal detector so every time he craps, I could just strum it over the toilet and see if it rings. I go, you know what?
Well, no, if you do. No, if your daughter lied about it, that should be her payback, right? She's got to be the one to check it out.
Yeah, she should.
Let me ask you something. You guys need the loose change that bad? Yet. You guys need the loose change that bad?
Yeah. Every penny counts in this house.
Wait a minute. If that's really going to happen, then we need to play this.
Some may find the following disturbing. Your discretion is advised.
Now play him saying, it's just a millisecond. Just give me a little of that. Please. Okay. And tell paralyzed. Me it doesn't stop. And then play them back to back.
Okay, give me a second. I got to find that. All right.
While you're queuing it up.
Oh, my God.
Let's take a look at Bears Girl, who's yet to smile.
It's been a while, right?
She strokes her finger up and down the screen of her Samsung Galaxy phone.
Hey, Bears Girl, you're not really mad, are you?
Oh, Jesus. How well do you know me, Aldo?
I know you well enough not to have asked that question.
It's a beautiful day in Canada. Beautiful day in Canada.
BG, you didn't expect us to not have that on the show, did you?
I have no problem with you guys having it on the show.
Oh.
Yes. Love her.
She's the best.
Can we call Chachi and I'll be the bachelorette? Listen.
Chachi's with his girlfriend. Yeah.
Listen, they gave me a number.
I was the head coach at Wisconsin with Brad Childress when we won all the national titles.
Listen, honey baby, is this Chachi?
Ooh, I love Chachi.
This is Joni. You know Joni loves Chachi.
I want Chachi on my Chachi.
I used to date Brad Childress.
You haven't even been drinking. I've had 2 bottles of water. I have no alcohol in my system.
Uh-oh. I don't have enough.
She is great. She gets better when she's pissed. She keeps like waiting for a year.
I'm sitting. BG, show us. She's squeezing all the blood out of her lips. Look at that. Feels like a blowfish. Do that again, real quick.
She's like, I'm so fucking pissed. But when she checks her ear piece because she's pissed, it looks like
because it's falling out.
Oh, it looks like you're like waiting for the news crew. We're gonna send it out to Bears Girl. And
no, I'm waiting for that pink slip so I can get fired. What? What's that? Sorry, I'm out. I'm done. Okay, good night.
This program is not suitable for all.
Mike Glennon throws a ball a millisecond late. What a piece to garbage.
Ridiculous.
All right.
Some may find the following disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised.
Mike Glennon throws a ball a millisecond late.
It's very close.
It is. Fucking Mike can make some money, man. I know fucking voiceover narrators who make 7 figures over $1 million. I met the guy that does In a World. I met that guy. He's dead, by the way. Yeah. He died about 6-7 years ago. But,
is a spot in heaven for him too?
God bless you.
He's buried right next to Gale Sayers.
There's a spot in heaven.
Oh, well, so much for that story. I got to pick that up again.
In a world gone mad, one host of a podcast.
Up next on Bears Bar. Hey, Edelman, I'm sorry you died from cancer. Jesus.
Wait a minute. Hey, Bears Girl, I'm going to play our open for the dating game since we're probably never going to play this fucking game.
Hello, Bears fans. It's the game show where lovely, smart, desirable women come to meet undesirable losers known as barflies. It's the Bears Barroom Digging Game. Here's your host, the biggest loser of them all, Aldo Gandia.
Thank you, Bears Girl. Welcome all. We have another great parody game show for you today. This one is going to be the best ever because Phil will hardly say a word. But seriously, Phil will hardly say a word. Bears Girl, please explain the rules. Oh, that was brilliant, man. That was going to be the start of...
We still have it.
Well, we're
2 weeks.
2 weeks when their fucking dog has another heart attack or whatever.
That just gives us two more weeks to make this even more... make it even more brilliant.
I don't even think I'm going to be on that show. No, I think I'm on vacation. Seriously.
Yep,
the vacation she just booked for the last 15 minutes.
Yeah. I'm getting the fuck out of here. What's that commercial? Tough day?
Yeah.
Want to get away?
Want to get away?
That's Sarah's girl. Planning a fucking cruise.
Oh man, I should
I
just
thought Kim Kellogg was gonna be on.
Yeah, well, she
you can have like a battle, a trivia contest between the two girls.
That would be fun.
And then the winner meets our bachelors.
It's Katie Kellogg, by the way.
Oh, Katie.
She says, same thing. I'm sorry, I meant to reply last night, but I was still working. I'd love to participate today, but I have a work event. No problem, Katie. Perhaps another time. We should reschedule if possible. I go, yeah, we'll have another show in 10 weeks. I'll contact you around then. Okay, perfect. A little heart and kiss.
We have another show in 10 weeks, you
said? 2 weeks. That's what I meant to say.
We got another show. It's planned in December.
Yeah. We'll get back to you.
That's essentially what Aldo said to Balsley when he was asking about it. We got a show this summer.
Yeah, we'll get back.
That was... Bears Brothers, they wanted to host this show. Will DeWitt, he wanted to host this show and said, you know, let me get back to you.
I had a brilliant idea if we brought them on the show and talked it out with Bears Girl as the moderator.
That'd be great.
Oh, great. Yeah, sure.
Oh, my God. We'll
get the Bears Brothers on. Shane and their pussy ass attitudes can talk it out.
Will, how do you talk with 64 teeth in your mouth?
I talk like a shark, I tell you.
That's the other guy. That's Nick, the one with the teeth.
Nick, yeah.
Nick.
He's got the Julia Roberts teeth.
Will is the guy that I threatened to kick his ass, and I was screaming so loud over the phone. He was like, I got a kid, man.
What?
I got a kid.
I got kids.
Well, see, fuck does that mean? He's on the phone with you, right? You got speakerphone?
He's acting like he's on the ground.
I think I was kind of screaming pretty loud at him.
Yeah.
I
remember you came back and you're like, yeah, I'm pretty sure I just ethered that. I just screamed at the guy on the phone.
What was his name? Nick?
Nick something with an M, I believe. They got
that was the one.
They got a good operation going over there.
Yeah, sure. Fucking awesome. Just got my hair cut. Look who I ran into. Ryan Pace. Got my ear in between his nipples. Look, I'm going to post it on Twitter.
All right, gang. I am going to pull the plug.
Is that what you call it?
We made it to 2 hours.
I'm a bachelor.
We did.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, and about a quarter of it needs to be cut.
I ain't cutting shit. Fuck that.
How are you not cutting anything to do with the Bachelorette series segment?
Yeah, you got a bleep.
Yeah, maybe.
You that played the audio funny. Where you introduced them. You actually disclosed her name.
She can bleep over that. Like, just beep, beep.
It's just easier to cut it.
It doesn't matter. Nobody's fucking listening to the show. All right, I will do some editing, which means I better go. Adios.
All right.
People.
Later, all right, kids. Guys.
Bye.
Fun job.
Great job.
Fun stuff.
A lot of fun. My stomach hurts.
Bears Go. Bears Go had a blast tonight.
My ab muscles hurt.
Mine too. Bye-bye.